Whatever happened to summer? In the world of our parents and our grandparents, each person was responsible for himself or herself. But we were also responsible for each other, without the attorneys. Giant corporations were not responsible for my safety. I was responsible for my safety, and my parents were responsible for my safety. But personal responsibility gave way to personal liability, and we lost many aspects of the world of our parents, many freedoms and abilities that enriched their lives. We lost the ability to do things that they used to take for granted. Like, somehow, we lost summer. I remember summers. I remember the sound of the screen door as it slapped back against the front door as I was running out of it. And after that sound in my memory, there's always another sound. The sound of my mother's voice calling out, "Just be home in time for dinner." That could have been said to me as a 10-year-old kid at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or 7 o'clock in the morning. During those carefree summers, we could run outside and play and get lost because my parents' only concern was, be back in time for dinner. Can you imagine today living in any city and saying to your 10-year-old kids at 9 o'clock on a summer morning, be back in time for dinner, it's going to be around 6? Never. The reason our parents could say that is because we knew each other. We knew our neighborhoods. We knew the neighbors. And more important, the neighbors knew us. And so we would run down the street, and we knew which yards to be careful of because, well, for instance, down at the end of the block was an old gray house with an old gray lady named Mrs. Olson. And if I were doing anything wrong, she'd be the first on the block to open up her door. I remember the sound of her screen door opening and closing as well. And she'd call out, "Glenn Beck, you stop that right now. I know your mother wouldn't want..."